What is happening, crew? Happy Friday to everybody. TGIF, so to speak. Welcome to Firearm Friday. We are got another industry show tonight. So we'll be talking with Marcus from Modern Spartan Systems here very shortly. But before we do that, let's do a little house cleaning. Let all those notifications get out. I see that quite a few are popping into the chats now, which is awesome. We are obviously broadcasting live on the YouTubes and at the same time simulcast over on gunchannels.com. So like I normally do, I'll drop the link for gunchannels.com right there on the YouTube side. Be sure to go check that out. Really cool place to hang out. I talk Second Amendment issues and all of that good stuff. As far as the chat over there, it's filling up a little bit too. G-Webs looks like G-Webs is hanging out on that side and Dead Horse, DT Piper, a couple of other ones over there. As far as the YouTubes go here, let's see who we got. Unknown user looks like was undisputably first. Sometimes there's a fight for first out there, but looks like he made it in. That guy's wife is in the house, along with Caleb and Pete, two hotties out that way as well. Keith, Zippy, Mad Sexy is with us. Texas Blades is with us. Several others. The chat just jumped on me, unfortunately. Chevelle, I see you out there too. So a couple of things with the chats to remember. If you're using the Gun Channels side for the chat, make sure that you use the chat in the lower right-hand corner. The chat that displays under the video doesn't refresh automatically. The one in the bottom right-hand corner will. Also, if you are out there and you don't say hi, we don't know you're there. So make sure you do say hello and get those questions in. While you're getting those questions in, remember to tag either myself or Ghost with that. So the way you do that, if you're not familiar, pretty simple. Just use the little at symbol and then the screen name of whoever you want to tag. And as we go along here with Marcus, we welcome any of those questions about the company, the products, that sort of thing from the audience. So I'm going to grab the link for Modern Spartan Systems, get that dropped over, of course, on the Gun Channel side here as well as the YouTube side. That way, if some of you have split screen capability and that sort of stuff, you may want to go ahead and jump over there and check out some of the products and get those questions ready. First, I'm going to bring in Ghost. He's going to be helping me tonight. How are you, Ghost?
I'm well. How about you, my friend?
I'm a little tired, but thankfully it's Friday, so it's almost done.
I hear you.
Have a little fun this weekend. Hopefully dodge some rain, even though we need the rain.
You've got a shoot tomorrow, don't you?
I do. I have a still challenge match tomorrow. So that should be fun. Like I said, if we can dodge the rain, if it'll hold off long enough for that, I don't care if it rains before and oil or after. That's perfectly fine. If it can just hold off for a few hours there tomorrow morning, I would be a happy camper. Yeah, definitely. You've got a new produced podcast coming soon, right?
Oops, I was on mute. Sorry. Yeah, I've got one. You and I spent some time getting some stuff recorded. I'm gonna have G and some other people. I've got a bunch of guests already lined up, so I probably got enough guests lined up for about five or six podcasts. And it's not going to be a live podcast, which you guys are used to. It's going to be a produced podcast, what normal people call a normal podcast. It'll be on iHeartRadio and iTunes and Spotify and Podbean and SoundCloud and all those places. It's called The Armed Citizen. We're going to basically talk, this podcast is going to be basically the whole gamut of being an armed citizen, whether it's concealed carry or training or home and self-defense or the Second Amendment. It's just going to cover what it means to different people about being an armed citizen and our responsibilities in that. So I'm looking forward to it.
Sounds cool. Out there in the chat, I see Gizzard jumping in, as well as Sam, the Sarge out there, as well. And Beaver is with us. So welcome, gentlemen. I believe those are all, I'll use that term loosely, but I believe they're all gentlemen out there. Without further ado, let's get into it, because I got a feeling that we might get, we might nerd out a little bit on, you know, cleaning and lubrication products and stuff here. Sounds like, Modern Spartan Systems, is a fairly unique stuff. And, yeah, we may get a lot of questions tonight about the product. So I'm going to bring in Marcus here from Modern Spartan Systems. How are you this evening, Marcus?
Good, Chris. Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. And what I would like to do, Marcus, is start out with you know, a little bit of history and how you kind of got started in the whole, you know, game as it pertains to the products that you're into now.
Yep, I can give you a little background on there. Well, I like working with, without going too far back, I like working with different technologies, and I'm like a little ADD-ish, and so like variety and challenge and things is good for me. And so one of the like superpowers I have is getting to know really smart people that are like way smarter than me and innovative, and a lot of these guys have some great technologies and great products. And great one of the sets of things that what I was looking at was the chemistry. The chemistry started out and has got a little bit of history on it, and another company, the people that started it are like family to me, and they started working with some other people about 15, 16 years ago with it. And the company that they tied their horse to was doing very well and getting a lot of traction with the chemistry, but then they had their own internal issues, and then legally it went sideways. And eventually, and I talked with Joe, I said, this stuff is way too good to be sitting around. And so I said, I want to, you know, promote this stuff, and, you know, because it solves a lot of problems. And so we kind of planned out, and as soon as everything legally opened up, then basically I became the kind of, I guess, legally the manufacturer, but technically really the marketing side, sales side, distribution side to the company. And so that technology, along with some other chemical technologies that I brought into the company, and we started out, and real quickly, some people may have known us about 5 years ago as Italian Gun Grease. And again, without getting into too much, we had myself and my partner, Justin. Justin's a great guy. He's like 10 year in the Marine Corps, about 8 years with National Guard, and he still works with the National Guard doing intelligence work. And anyhow, but he had brought in a friend, and that guy turned out to be not such a good guy. And so he tried to hijack the company, but it was, you know, my technologies, my chemistry. So basically we pulled everything out and started Modern Spartan Systems, which, you know, sometimes you have to fail to succeed. And so that, you know, took some time off the clock, but learned a lot of good lessons, met a lot of great people. And since we restarted, we really took a bigger, broader approach to our chemistry of the markets that we can go into. And I guess like later when I explain what it is, then it will kind of make more sense. But yeah, so we get some really great people in, like just brilliant people, top chemists that develop this stuff and engineers. And I work with it, but I make suggestions, but I'm not the total nerd on that. Like, I understand how things work. It's proprietary. But even there's certain things I don't even allow myself to know, even though it's like my company. So,
gotcha. So you kind of know what it does, how it works, all that good stuff, as far as being able to kind of get back there and make it yourself, it's that's kind of a different ball game, is what you're saying, I guess.
Yeah, it's basically under lock and key for that's certain right. parts of it, and so I can help like to modify, you know, if we need to make it adaptations and things like that. So, but
right, gotcha. Now, what was the as far as under the modern Spartan Systems banner? Actually, let's back up a little bit because we were talking about kind of the company history. You guys are out of Illinois, correct?
Yeah, I'm located about an hour west of Chicago, so we're headquartered. Gotcha. But we do our processing for a consumer side is in outside of Paducah, Kentucky. And then we do some of our blending is done in Montana. Just moved from Las Vegas to Montana and down in Louisiana.
Okay. Wow. That's kind of cool. So y'all pretty much got the country covered in a way.
Our industrial guys, our main master distributors are in Ogden, Utah. So right. Yeah, even more.
Yeah. You are out there saying made in the USA. So yeah, got it covered. Except for the support. Your support is in Bangladesh, I believe, right? Is that where, if they have a problem and have to call in, they speak with Peggy in Bangladesh, I believe, is what you told me earlier. No, I'm sure all that's U.S. as well. Just ripping on you there a little bit. As far as under the Modern Spartan Systems banner, did y'all come to market with, was there a first product and then that led to others, or how did the products roll out?
Okay. So the initial technology was designed to solve friction and metal wear problems. And so the initial formulas were meant for manufacturing, machining, and also in the engines and vehicles and gearboxes, things like that. So what our strategy was, I don't have a firearms background. I think it's fascinating and I love the people and I'm learning a lot. But like I said, Justin, military background. So he has started asking questions about, well, you know, all this stuff doing firearms. And, you know, it was a little bit of use in it, but not a lot. And so once we kind of plugged that in and like I understand how guns work and in the applications there, we developed the products for that to really showcase what the chemistry did in the does in the firearms market. Mm-hmm. And you know what it does to optimize the performance of guns. And then I a lot of people that shoot guns work in other businesses and different industries, and now so we have developed different formulas for, like I say, manufacturing. We're coming out with the new water-soluble version for CNC, which really the expert people say is going to be like not just like a little bit better, but like significantly better than anything on the market for hard metals, like titanium and Inconel and stainless and things like that. So we get the products for that. Then and then the stuff for engines and vehicles can go anywhere from, I mean, anything with the motor, you know, from energy production to you know, regular cars and trucks and, you know, 18-wheelers, always getting great and more feedback all the time for some of those markets that we really want to develop. And then we did stuff for fishing reels because I like fishing, and Eagle Claw came to us and after they heard about the chemistry, they were thinking about getting into the reel market, and that kind of pushed me in. I said, okay, let's create products for a reel cleaner and a reel lube. And that stuff actually works really good and revives reels. And then the latest thing that we're pushing into, which we had a little bit of early history, is into the deep well drilling. So we've got a formula for the mud additives for the water soluble and then oil soluble muds for drilling. And then we get some other chemistry for cleanup of hydrocarbon spills and things. So yeah, it's kind of diverse, but really the gun stuff, the gun industry is really fascinating, and it's been a lot of fun getting into, because it does make a big difference on how firearms function.
Yeah, well, you know, when you get into, you know, a firearm is a machine, You know, it's a mechanical device. So when you're talking a mechanical device, and it seems like all of the research and all of the chemistry and everything that's gone into these products is based on that friction, which is, that's going to be standard, whether you're talking engines or industrial equipment or firearms or door hinges or whatever you're talking about. If there's friction present, then that's the issue you guys are trying to solve.
Right. Yep. That's the core issue. And you're right. Maybe people don't think about them that way, but they are actually extreme precision machines. So when you're talking, friction in different things is, more important or less important, but like in firearms, in a precision instrument, you're making it more precise. It's even more important. But friction and metalware are the two main problems that we can solve with that set of chemistry. The other stuff is, contaminant removal and contaminant readhesion.
Right. Now, few questions that we've got already here. We'll run them through and keep those questions coming. By the way, we'll be happy to pass those on. Now, Dead Horse out there, he's talking about the cleaning products. He says, are they safe? What's are they safe to use on? What are they safe to use on? And he's specifically referencing if you get it on a poly frame or that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, good questions. All our chemistry is green. Everything we wanted to design would be like safe for people to use, and especially a lot more women are getting into the market, and like even things like smell is like very sensitive to smell. And you get kids and pets, and we work with Sonoran Desert Institute and a lot of gunsmiths, and those guys love the chemistry for that reason. It's not only like safe for the people to use, and people, like a lot of guys, like to clean inside their house, but some of the VOC chemistry is just very harsh, and so it's not good to use inside the house. Our stuff you can use inside, and the wives and stuff, they're like people tell me all the time, they don't care, so they're really happy. But it's also safe on the products. The only thing that I would say can be an issue is on air guns, the chemistry, the accuracy oil and accuracy grease, the molecules in there really are designed to penetrate into metal. But, for some reason, rubber, there's different types of higher chemistry rubber it's safe on, but some of the rubber will swell. And so, like in a car, that's good because you're getting rehydrating some seals and making kind of rejuvenating them. So that's not an issue there, but on some air guns, it can be. That's very rare in other guns that they have that. But really, as far as like finishes, the carbon destroyer, you would not, anyway, in the chemistry, you don't want to put on like a wooden stock that has, varnish or something under, but really anything else, paints and stuff, chemistry is like safe on all the metals and inside materials and parts of guns.
Right. So are they considered non-toxic? Because I don't know how they regulate all of that.
Yeah, they're green is a unique
green and non-toxic are two different things.
I tell people, says if you drink too much water, it's toxic because you'll rip the minerals out of your system and you'll have a heart attack.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
water is toxic. Our stuff, like I said, is biodegradable or inert. So like if it falls on the ground, eventually, indigenous microbes will like chew it up like lunch, and or it will just be like sand, won't do anything. Right. So yeah, it's all safe, and there's always people can have like a reaction to something, but it really is pretty benign. And I do have some people, I call them nuts, that show people how good this stuff is and they drink some of it, like, see, it's safe. And
yeah, but that all goes back to, just because you can drink your gun oil doesn't mean you should drink your gun oil. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, we got another one out here that Einstein put out, and it's a more or less of a comparison thing. And I'm not sure what he's talking about. So Ghost, hop in here if you, because I don't necessarily under this. He's talking about some GI issue, but he's says, why should he replace his GI issue LSA with the Accuracy oil? So,
I think what may help, if you don't mind, is I can explain what the chemistry does and how it does what it does.
Yeah, I think that would help. Sure.
Yeah, then it makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
So, just like in the cleaning side, there's a lot of cleaners will clean the surface. Our cleaner is what's called a microemulsion, and it's like water and oil combined together. And of course, it's not supposed to be that way, but the chemistry is really good. And so it's got like the cleaning properties of gasoline, but it's water-based and safe to use. So that what that means is it will not just clean the surface, but it will clean like underneath the surface, a few microns down where metal, which is actually microscopically porous, will hold carbon and oils and salts and things like that. So you want to strip all that out. And so we like not just like clean, we like detox the metal. And that's important because one, carbon attracts carbon. So if you leave carbon in the metal, it's going to dirty up quicker. The second thing is if you strip that out, then you're kind of doing like surface prep, like we would be doing for painting or specialty coatings. And you're making the surface like pristine and open it up so that it will take more of the molecules from the Accuracy oil. So the cleaning side is really good. A quick story on the carbon destroyer. One of the first people that really high and credible people, in my opinion, that used the product was Mitch Federuck. Mitch is the president of American Firearms Corporation, and they make like military grade guns. And so Mitch is a 20-year Army sniper, just really tough dude. A friend introduced us, but I didn't know him at first. And he gave him the products and he sat on it for months. And my friend would call him up and say, did you use it? Did you use it? And finally he's like, all right, I got something dirty. I'm going to try the carbon destroyer. So he did that. And he was so blown away by what that product did. Cause he goes, I've used everything. And it just, it really impressed him. And then he said, I'm going to try your snake oil. So then he tried what's Accuracy oil is now. And he got blown away even more by that. So he's like a huge fan. But once people try, and Chris, I know you don't have it yet, but when you have it, then you'll see for yourself.
Right.
But,
right.
Yeah. That stuff strips all the carbon out. It does it pretty quickly. And then you're ready for the Accuracy oil. Now, regular oils put a film barrier basically on metal. It creates like a wedge to separate two pieces of metal. And that's how you reduce friction. You don't allow the metal to touch each other. But that kind of film, some is better than others, but basically it's susceptible to pressure and temperature. And so it wears, and then you don't get a lot of friction reduction, and not for very long. What our chemistry does is completely different than anything else on the market, in that we're actually, the molecules are like little super magnets, and they'll penetrate into and onto the metal, like they'll bond in there, and it's actually changing the surface structure. It makes it like denser and tighter. It kind of locks it up, again, like a few microns deep. So we're going from kind of microscopic sandpaper to glass. And we reduce friction by about 85 to 90%. And that's like the magnitude. It makes a really big difference because even though they're not permanent molecules, they're very stable. So when you can do that, reduce the friction and change the metal that way, it just allows all the benefits that, that you see to kind of optimize the performance of a gun happen. And right. And then I always tell people too, is like, we have videos and I have my guys that are my industrial guys. They get a Timken bearing machine, which is a way to do like extreme torture tests on lubricants. And, to kind of nutshell it, it puts a ton of pressure on a bearing in a race and too much pressure and it'll seize up that bearing. Well, I have my guys video doing this so people can see it, and you could like repeat it. It's chemistry and physics. But I says, don't even mess around. Whatever products that they want to test against, they put it on there, and they use a 5-gallon bucket of water, which is a lot of weight because it's leveraged. And it's like, you know, hundreds of thousands of pounds of pressure at the point of contact. And anything, it seizes up immediately. So any products we compete against, that's what happens. When you put our stuff, then you put our stuff on there, and it just, you drop that 5-gallon bucket on, and it just runs and runs and runs and runs. And I even had my guys do 2 buckets on there. Second was, last one was a 50, 60-pound bucket of bolts. And so you're watching this, and, you know, that's a lot of weight, and it just keeps running and running and running. So, like, you can see and understand, like, how good we are at reducing friction and protecting metal if you watch those videos. That's right. That's right. The easiest way to say it.
Yeah, and I think unknown user out there. Oh, got an echo. Anybody else hearing the echo?
I'm okay.
Okay, maybe it's just on my end. Sometimes that happens. But unknown user out there was asking about how it conditions the metal, and I think somewhere in all of that, you pretty much covered that. So two questions in one. We got a twofer there. AA Armament Axes out there, he dropped in a $2 super chat just to pick on me. He says, I need to teach my wife proper gun cleaning. Actually, I think we talked about it a little bit. I know that I even said something to Marcus because he was talking about these being, not smelling harsh and all of that good stuff. So, yeah, I'm going to turn her loose on some of the modern Spartan stuff, probably to teach her how to clean properly and that sort of stuff. So that's coming. We'll get there. I've got a few more questions here, Marcus, but Ghost has been kind of sitting quietly. So before I get to these are questions dealing more on the lines of the grease product. But we'll bring Ghost in. He may have some things he's curious about. So take it away, Ghost, if you want to.
Well, I mean, there's a couple questions in the chat. Are you going to address those or do you want me to?
The ones about the grease. Yeah. I want to move on to the grease questions. Yeah. Here in a little bit. But I didn't know if you had anything, on the accuracy oil or other things.
Well, I kind of do. I'm a Marine. So, I'm always, kind of always been kind of favorites towards a CLP, and just because that's kind of what we did, we use CLP in the Marines and all that. But can you describe to me the difference and the benefits of your stuff over a basic CLP?
Yeah. I don't know if I like to say other products on there, but we know we're going to try to get into a lot of military and stuff like that, and get our cage codes and that kind of stuff. We got some interesting people ordering from us from the DOE and ICE and a few other places. So we're kind of getting our way in. But one of the products I knew we would have to compete against is CLP means you're supposed to do everything all with one formula.
Yeah, that's what it's always been. That's what I was going to see. Is how does it stand up to that?
Yeah, no, that's like a great idea, but reality with chemistry, you can do like one thing really good. You can't do all those things really good. And so you can't reduce friction very well. You can't clean very well. It's like, okay, but it's not like great at any of those things. So, so it's really took like a systems approach. So we did at our cleaners, we got our carbon destroyer. So we got a copper lead destroyer, which we just like recently boosted that up, and people really love that product too. So we get the two main cleaners, and that's what they do, is they remove stuff. And then the friction reduction, I say, compared to like a CLP, I'll give you a good example. So my partner, Justin, again, also for, you know, Marine background and thank you for serving, by the way. He was doing the Georgia National Guard, and they were doing like machine gun shoots and like 50 cals and all kinds of cool things that, you know, and they were doing it for like a whole day. And he decided to do like half with regular CLP and other half with our stuff. So basically what he told me is they used about a half gallon of CLP and like not even a full bottle, like a 2 ounce bottle of our stuff, but not even 2 ounces of ours. So the difference was like unbelievably dramatic in the performance. So I didn't really say what the benefits of using the products are yet, but what they found was that the CLP was extremely dirty and messy and splashing all over. It was getting hot, and they were getting, you know, having to change up the barrels quite a bit. With our stuff, you said it ran like about two on average about 200 degrees cooler. They had like zero issues. The other side was getting a lot of malfunction issues and overheating issues, and on our side with our stuff, like nothing. They said was like flawless the whole time. I'd never seen anything like it. And at the end of the day, when they were having to clean up, they said our cleaning up on our side was like super quick and easy. So one of the benefits, you know, to ours, well, there's a few. Like the first thing is we call it accuracy oil for a reason. It increases accuracy, and the reason really is kind of simple. You know, it doesn't, if you just think about it, quick overview, it doesn't make sense. You put oil in a gun, it makes it more accurate. It's not the oil in the gun. The oil is just a carrier for the molecules. So we're changing the structure of the metal. And if you take 90% of the friction out of the barrel, then it's going to change the physics of how the bullet comes out. So it improves accuracy, you know, more on some guns and less if you get a lot of a rougher barrel, factory barrel. It's going to be more dramatic than if you've got you know, a super high-end, you know, sniper rifle or something. But even those, we're part of the world record. Charlie Melton, who's a friend, was a Navy SEAL sniper instructor and just awesome guy. He set him and my friend Brad Starr with the performance guns set the world record just about a year ago of a 5,025-yard shot. They both completely swear by our stuff and use it all the time because they know it actually makes a difference in, you know, performance, including accuracy. So, you know, shot groups get tighter. The other like main thing is, my opinion, is reliability, because it is like a dry lube. We're immune to like super cold, hot, rain, humid, sand, other things that would, you know, make guns kind of mess up. In that way, it doesn't happen. We've been like super extremes, like 58 below zero in Alaska. We've had guys try to ice guns up intentionally to try to mess them up, shoot at, you know, 20 below zero. And some of the mountain training guys, and we've been in the Middle East where the sand and in South America and places like that, where these guys, they all come back and they say, we never have any problems with our guns, and we're using your stuff. So reliability, I think, is like the most important, in which, you know, the machine gun shoot was a good test for that. And then the you know, then probably the third thing is maybe cleanup. Everything's sitting on the top because you're treating all the metal. So once it's, you know, one time conditioning process, and then you use the products regularly, all your contaminants are sitting on top, almost like it's not Teflon, but it's kind of like having Teflon, you know, on it. And things just like maybe can cut your cleaning time, maybe do it, you know, two, three, four times longer between cleanings. And then, like Chris, you'll see it's like, you know, like half the time or less once you go to clean it.
Right.
So.
Right. And with that, you answered, we had several questions out there about the elements, about the cold and the heat and the rain. So I think you pretty much covered those questions, which is great, because that gets them answered and allows us to move along a little bit here. We did have one from Dead Horse out there. He says that, he says if he leaves, if he oils his gun, and puts it up, and then he doesn't take it out, but a year later, is it going to be old enough to shoot it with your products?
Yep. Also good question. And yes, because it's not the oil. It's like we're changing the metal. So once you use the product, you know, we get instructions. It's really pretty easy to do. Like you clean it, you lube everything, and then you do a one-time conditioning on the barrel. So the lubrication is on the inside. It's in the metal. So it's very long corrosion. And actually, our chemistry can be used to clean and remove corrosion too. So it's like, you know, good on, you know, not just guns, but knives and axe heads and things like that. But yeah, it's so like I had a good story. A friend of mine was a Army Ranger, and he was like wanting to test out the products, and he was loving the products. Like everything, like every time he called me up, he was like, oh man, it just did this. He was like all thrilled. And then one time he calls me up and he goes, I have a problem with your stuff. I said, okay, what's the problem? He said, well, I put your stuff on one gun. I put another product on a similar gun, and they were sitting, you know, they look beautiful. He goes, I put them in the car. He was down in Florida at the time. He said, I left them all day and overnight. And I came back in the morning. He goes, your stuff evaporated because it wasn't there anymore. He goes, the other stuff was there. I said, no. I said, our stuff is there. I said, it didn't evaporate. You can't evaporate oil and things unless you have a lot of pressure and temperature, and that's not hot enough to do it. Mm-hmm. I said, it went into the metal. I said, penetrated into the metal. The molecules did that. And he didn't believe me. And I said, listen, do you really want something, you know, shiny and sticky on your gun? I go, what do you think is going to attract more carbon and dirt? And I go, it's going to dirty up. You don't want, you know, I know it's what you've been trained to think, but that's not what you want. You don't want something on there. I said, our stuff is working. He didn't believe me. And so I said, I'll prove it to you. So I called up Blair, who's my guy at Herrick Industrial. It's our industrial partners in Utah with the Timken machine. And I said, Blair, I said, here's what I told him with the situation. I said, what I want you to do is I grab a bearing, grab a race ago, dunk it in the accuracy oil for 5 seconds. Well, the bonding happens really quick, but it usually would need more than 5 seconds. But I said, just for the sake of this, I go 5 seconds and then wipe it off as best you can, wipe everything off. So he did that. We made a video. He made a video out of it. And I said, listen, any product on the market, if you did what we just did and you put it on that machine and you dump the 5 gallon bucket of water on there for pressure, I said, it won't even start. It won't even turn. So he did that, put it on for 5 seconds, and he put it on the machine, dropped the water on. It ran for like 40, 50 seconds at least before it finally fried out. And I said, you understand it's in the metal. So if it's in the metal, it's doing what it's supposed to do. But then he understood. So yeah, I mean, that's a long answer for that question, but yeah, it'll protect the metal, you know, long term. And you have to, you know, again, they're not permanent molecules, but you know, you'd have to kind of grind it. You'd have to grind it to really get it, you know, to get it all the way out. So
mm-hmm. Now with the, sticking on this just for a minute, there's a couple of questions out here from General Relativity, Dead Horse. I think, you know, even Mad Sexy out there has brought up a couple of things. And one of them was as far as the accuracy oil, is it thicker than rim oil?
Thinner. It's thinner. Like very okay. Thin. Yeah,
because of the way it works, right?
Yeah, we designed it because it's a carrier. So we designed some natural, some synthetic, and some like highly refined mineral spirits. Mm-hmm. And so that's our blend that is the carrier when we blend in the active molecules. Mm-hmm. So and a lot of people go, I've had people go, well, you know, someone can steal your formula, can reverse engineer it. I said, well, good luck. Our chemistry morphs. So it's like almost, you know, you can't say impossible, but it's almost impossible to do that. And we've had people we know from other countries and in the US too, try to, you know, try to get at the formula, but it's very thin and it's made that way, you know, for a reason, because you want it to penetrate into all the metal. If you have something thick, you know, if you think of like a gel or something, like we do have our grease, and that's meant to stay in a certain spot, but you know, it's not going to move. We want our stuff to get like monolithic, you know, full coverage on every part of metal in the gun, all the little crevices and areas. So it has to be a very thin, but it's very like, you know, people don't, they think that's like a weak formula, but it's, again, the oil is just a carrier.
Now there's a couple sticking with the kind of the comparison questions. Like I said, there was a couple of other ones out there Are you familiar with the Frog Lube products or the Militech products at all?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Is there, what were they kind of asking? Is there any major differences? I guess the way it works, like you were talking about, right?
Yeah.
Do those kind of sit on top like you're talking about, whereas yours is more of a penetrating type?
Yes, that's exactly. Really, every other product on the market does that. It sits, you know, again, that's how they reduce friction, is by putting, you know, a film down, and that creates a wedge between two pieces of metal. But, you know, I think a lot of those other products are probably good within their own categories, and some of them are good within certain temperature ranges. But again, we're not putting a film on there. We're changing the structure of the metal. And yeah, so it's, you know, some of those things have some good characteristics. I like being green and all that, but, at performance wise, you know, I just don't think too many other things, you know, really will actually increase accuracy or, you know, barrel longevity. It's like, you know, a lot of our guys will get, you know, 50, we've seen up to like 500% longer, like huge, wear resistance, because the metal is just, you know, harder and denser, just takes. So, you know, it's just really, you know, other products are fine, but we're looking to make guns last longer, work better, clean up faster. And it just happens because our chemistry, you know, does what it does. And, you know, if you use the products the right way, and it's really hard not to use them the right way, it's like, you'll see all those benefits.
Right. Gotcha. Now, Armor Naxxus out there, he says, if you really want to test it, he says, do it with a 22 long rifle dirty round. And I totally agree. That's some of the testing that hopefully I plan on doing in the near future, because I do shoot a lot of 22 long rifle, and that's probably the dirtiest ammunition you could possibly shoot. So we're definitely gonna try that out for sure. And then Mad Sexy, to follow up on that, he says, have y'all done any testing with it? How well does it work? Just as well for rim fire as center fire stuff? Really doesn't matter, I'm assuming, because we're talking about, again, the machine, not necessarily a specific machine. It's dealing with friction, right?
Yeah, and I would say I like if people put things to like extreme tests, because then that's really where you see how good something, you know, is or isn't. And, yeah, a lot of rim fire guys, like we've done with Tactical Solutions, their rim fire competition, and people that use their product out there, and a lot of other people too, they always say, like, this is phenomenal, because it just makes the cleanup so much easier, and you can shoot a lot more shots, because it's got, you know, when it's getting dirty, then, you know, they'll say, even if it's like too dirty, and they just drop a couple of drops, you know, strategically somewhere, like the carbon will just start flying off.
Right.
So the dirtier it is, the better. Then the cleaning portion, you know, benefits come into play a lot more. And even like muzzle loaders, I've had a lot of people that use the muzzle loaders, and their problem that they say is that it's a lot of cleaning and a little bit of shooting, and then it gets dirty and the accuracy can go. But when they start using our stuff, and that one, you just need really the carbon destroyer and the accuracy oil, then it's like it reverses. You can do easy cleaning, a little bit of cleaning, and a lot more shooting. So I think that's like a great market for it. But yeah, center fire, rim fire, you know, muzzle loaders, machine guns, any, you know, it just impacts everything really well. Shotguns. You're asking about the grease. We did a thing with BattleBox, like 10,000 greases, and I got some good, really good feedback from people that, you know, that have used it. And then my guys today, Dylan's a competition shooter, and he's really good. He's going to do a write-up for me, because I said, hey, we actually want a little more stuff on grease. And he says when he puts the grease on the shotgun in whatever spots, he goes, if he doesn't use our stuff, you know, it can kind of mess up the match, or he's got to clean it up in the middle of a match. In a 3-day match, you got to clean it every night, and takes an hour. He goes, I use your grease. He goes, everything is there. It stays there. He goes, all weekend long. He goes, I got no problems. I come home and clean it. And it's even then, it's like much easier.
Right. Now, we had an interesting question out there, and I do want to, we're getting in close to the top of the hour again. So definitely want to cover the grease before we go on, because we've had several questions about that. But we had a question out there. I think it was Bieber that asked, do you know anybody that's used it for as far as case lube for reloading?
I do, and I know people have gotten really good results from it.
Okay.
So I think, honestly, I think they use the accuracy oil more than the grease. Mm-hmm. And I don't know a heck of a lot about that. Probably
right.
My partner would know a lot more, but I've had a good number of people that have used it, and they tell me, hey, you know, this works really good for that. I'm like, okay.
Right.
I get to get, you know, less, you know, things that the whatever lasts a lot longer before.
Yeah, less wear while sizing your brass. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. So yeah, let's. I'll bring Ghost in real quick, and you can be there, so to speak, Ghost, if you want to, and then whatever questions you've got.
Well, I think the guitar man Pete out there was asking earlier about grease for his AR-15, and basically what he was saying in a chat is that he runs his AR pretty hard, and most of the time the heat on the barrel and all that kind of smokes all the oils off, and wanted to know kind of with your grease. Do you offer a grease for AR-15, not just the oils? And if so, you know, how does it stand up to if someone does run their AR hard?
Well, I would use the accuracy oil on there, and then I would additionally put a little bit of grease. The grease will stand up real well. It's a lithium-based grease. So, yeah, that definitely will help. And, again, what we've seen is, when people are, you know, looking for that benefit and they were, you know, trying to measure temperature, we were seeing about like 10 to 40%, you know, less heat buildup in the barrels. So, meaning you can shoot, you know, a lot more. And this comes to this, you get heat coming from the blast of the shot and then you get frictional heat. So if you're taking 90% of the metal on metal frictional heat out of it, that's really where it's going to, you know, stay a lot cooler. So, yeah, people that have used it and the feedback I get is, very good on those, because that's like kind of like an extreme thing. So, like, I think we show up better, more in extremes.
Right. Gotcha. Now, staying on that, and I don't know, unfortunately, I didn't copy the person out there that asked this. So if you're out there, hopefully you're still listening and we've got your question in. But so they went over to the website, so there wasn't really a product description for the accuracy grease. And they're asking as far as the chemistry on that, you know, why is it better than, you know, other things like the, you know, automotive grease, let's say, that's out there, other lithium based grease.
Right. It's because we blend our molecules into it, and we're actually now kind of figured out how to like double our density of the molecules in there. So yeah, the grease is part, it allows molecules to stay in there longer. And what's important to know is, like, if you put the accuracy oil on first, then you're kind of saturating the metal, letting everything bond in there, but then the grease is more mm-hmm. and a little more holding power.
Okay, so what you're saying essentially is that the technology in the base product that you're talking about with the accuracy oil and the other stuff, that's just more or less blended into a grease form then.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. Yep. Okay. Yeah. That makes total sense. Ghost, was there anything else on about the
grease? Not actually on the chat that I saw that we haven't covered already, but I have a question just because it's been coming up lately, and I think it's because it's the summertime and there's a lot of humidity in the air, and not just my chat, but other chats that we've been on the last couple of weeks, there have been a lot of questions about how to reduce rust in the barrels and on the guns and all that. And I'm assuming with the way that your molecules are conditioned into the barrel and all of that, is there a way that you can explain that, or is it possible that your stuff could actually help reduce the risk of some of these guns rusting in the humidity, and if they live by a salt water body of water, whatever, places that would normally would increase the rate of rust. Did your product help reduce the rate of rust at all?
Yeah, it does a good, real good job with that. Again, it's because it's like kind of binding into the metal and protecting the metal, so the oxidizers can't get to it. And so I've got a lot of guys like in Florida and South Florida and South Texas that tell me all the time. It's like, yeah, since we've been using your stuff, we've got like very little rust, almost no rust anymore. And when we do, we just use your stuff to remove it. So like a kind of a story that maybe will illustrate a little is when we've had like our fishing reel cleaner and the reel lube. The cleaner is a different formula than a gun cleaner, but the accuracy oil can be also used for the fishing reels. So, but fishing people want to have a fishing, reel product, so we, label it that. But we had guys wanted to test it and use it, and then so we came out with the product. And I have guys like by the ocean, and they said if your fishing reel falls into salt water, like within an hour, it'll start to corrode, and then it's like no good. And you gotta, throw it out. And so we've had a few people where that has happened, and they had our products, and they called up and said, "Do you know your product salvaged our reels?" And the first time I had to kind of think it through what happened, and basically the salt gets on there, the minerals get on, and they start to oxidize and cause corrosion, rust. And what our stuff does is it's like they're like bullies. Like they cut in line. So the oxidizers are there and they kind of push them off and they go onto the metal. They're just like stronger molecular bonds. And so it pushes those off. And so that's where you can that's how it saved those reels. It pushed the minerals out and it bonded. And this guy said, "Oh, my reels are like running phenomenal, And nobody thought that it would do that, but once they understood, how strong the bonds are and how it worked. So yeah, the answer is you can use it to prevent corrosion, and then if you do get some rust, then just use the product. What you do is like put it on, you clean it first with the carbon destroyer a little bit, or the copper lead destroyer is good, and get the loose stuff off, and then you put the accuracy oil on and let it sit. If it's real bad, you got to let it sit longer and kind of scrub it in, and then if it's super bad, maybe even overnight, but it'll remove that corrosion and then give a good protection on there. That help?
Absolutely, yeah. Because as I said, there's a lot of people that have been talking about, and I assume it's because it's summertime and it's the temperatures are warmer, the humidity's up, and some of these people live on the coast next to, obviously oceans and all that. So I don't particularly have the issue of rust where I am, but I know there are a lot of people that it is an everyday thing that rust is a problem. So that's something that most people don't think about when you're cleaning supplies. What could help prevent rust or clean rust if there is some. So I wanted to bring that up as well. So thank you.
Yeah.
Now, unknown user out there. I guess he's done went and price checked you here, Marcus. He says the stuff from Modern Spartan Systems, he says, is half the price of Militech. He says, so it's definitely worth checking out. Yeah, I thought the especially the starter pack, I mean, get it, check it out. If it works for you, if you like it, super, great. I mean, you're gonna probably spend that on cleaning products and lubrication products regardless, or more even potentially. So, it's definitely worth checking out. Now, something that Dead Horse has thrown out here, Marcus, that I don't know that I don't even know that you're aware of this, but are you familiar with Strike Industries at all as a company?
I might have heard of them, but
I am, and I mean, and this is kind of what I do. I am, but I never knew that they made, cleaning and lubrication products and stuff like that. So, shame on me. But he's saying they have a challenge out there that theirs is the best on the market. So, something that Modern Spartan Systems may look into there. They may have to put them in their place.
We love a challenge. Hey, I love competition, but again, a lot of people have some decent products, and so I don't say nothing is bad about someone else's products, but
Right.
again, I don't, our chemistry is so unique, you know, again, because we, I know this because what we can do in manufacturing, when we get, you know, I got guys taking a piece of, you know, I took a half inch piece of titanium and brought it our machine cutting oil, which is, you know, there are different versions of our like accuracy oil, you know, for specific applications. And he took a half inch thick piece of titanium and he brought it into the machine shop. And their guy, who was a friend of his, said, "Dad, are all the same, you know, all these cutting oils are the same, but, you know, I'll humor you and I'll test it." And so they took his cutting oil that he normally used and he got two cuts. And then the drill bit was dull. They had to change it out. And they put, then they started using our stuff. They got 52 or 54, whatever the number was, cuts. And I asked him, I said, "Well, so when you got to that last number," I said, "did it dull out?" He goes, "No." He goes, "We just had no more piece, no more metal in that, you know, to cut. There's no more surface area." So, right. You know, and so what I'm saying is, you know, chemistry and physics, it doesn't change. So people can get the products and use them and be very confident that's, you know, reliable. So right. Yeah, any other products, you know, we're glad to, you know, to test or compete against. And I just don't think anything else provides the benefits, you know, that we do. And I'd say for value, yeah, I don't know all the pricing of other, all the other products. Maybe I should, but, you know, I think our stuff is priced very fair. We want to be, you know, competitive, but it costs money to, you know, to do this.
Sure. Yeah.
So the starter kit has, you know, the carbon destroyer, the copper lead destroyer, the accuracy oil, the accuracy grease, and our other formula for optics, crystal clear, which is a phenomenal lens cleaner. You can use it on specially coated lenses. You can use it on your sunglasses or eyeglasses or smartphones. And it's just a great cleaner. People really love it. We don't talk about it too much. It's a little anti-static, a little anti-fog. It helps with those things, but it's mild and, you know, you can use it on all that stuff. So you get, you know, that's $50 and it comes in the click box. So it's like, you know, easy to travel around.
Now would that work on, you know, I know a lot of people have problems with their, where safety glasses fogging. Would that crystal clear help in that situation?
Yeah. Yeah. I had, one of the high end guys at Armalite a couple years ago, I think they moved their facility and all that, but he was one of their, armorers out there. When I walked in, I was with another friend that, that worked there, Mario, and he introduced, and the first thing the guy said to me, because we get all this great chemistry, first thing he goes, "Your crystal clear is phenomenal." He goes, "I use it on my mask." He goes, "It's like great." Awesome. All our great chemistry, and you like that one the best. Okay. So
why not? Yeah. Now, unknown user out there, I think he's really nerding out on your stuff there, Marcus. But he says, he's looking at him. He says, "Can you explain the difference between the Posi Slick and the accuracy oil?"
They're the same.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I was being honest, it's the same formula, but people that go fishing, you know, they're not going to buy a gun oil. So you get to package it for them. But that's the exact same formula. Yeah. Now the cleaner, the Posi Clean is different because we have to remove minerals and salts and grease. So that's a different cleaner than, you know, like a carbon destroyer or a copper lead destroyer.
Okay. Awesome. Okay.
I'll say the other thing that any people that, you know, like our chemistry, I think we get our TVT, which is our engine vehicle treatment. And that's really one of the best things. I think it's going to be one of the best products on the market. I think it's going to become extremely popular, you know, like our other products. But I mean, everybody drives cars and trucks and boats and ATVs and generators and, you know, all kinds of things. That chemistry is designed to go into engines and gearboxes, but it's also designed that same formula can go into differentials, front and rear differentials, go into transfer case, into the power steering. It can go into manual transmissions, you know, nothing with a wet clutch, but manual transmissions, and it can go into the fuel system. And it does, you know, the same thing. It treats the metal. It drops the friction, like, you know, fast. And a lot of times people can hear it and feel it, you know, as the engine's running, like within, you know, 30 seconds to 3 minutes, it's, you know, vehicle sounds different. And it runs, things run cooler, they have a little more power. Fuel mileage is typically 5 to 10%, you know, improved. That's where you get your ROI. Things last a lot longer, you know, so your maintenance costs go down and your asset life goes up. Mm-hmm. And also very unique is if you happen to, you know, lose your engine oil, like you hit a pothole or something and you lost your oil, instead of the engine seizing up, you probably could run it for at least a couple hundred miles with no oil in it. I'm not recommending people do that, but we did used to do that to demo it for people. In fact, I had my distributor in Hawaii said he took his $80,000 Mustang and drained the oil out in front of somebody and ran it for 45 minutes just to prove him. So I think he's nuts, but, you know, but bit. I mean, so, cause if, you know, you get to drive, if you hunt or shoot or, you know, anywhere you get to drive. So that product really has a lot of value in it for, you know, for everybody.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, even, you know, like you said, with the application on tools, drill bits and, you know, various things. Yeah. I mean, I think if the technology is there, certainly it, and it makes sense. A lot of people do not see, you know, this may cost more, that may cost more. Of course, pardon me here. Had to cough. I'm so sorry. I coughed in everybody's ear. But, yeah, unknown user out there. What he was saying is, you know, some of the stuff he uses, the modern Spartan stuff is actually cheaper. So, you know, you certainly got to look and price shop and place that. But even if it's something, you know, you guys were more expensive, you know, a lot of times it's worth taking a look at something new. And if it extends the life of whatever you're using it for, that's where the, you know, that's where you're making that money up. I mean, you can buy one bottle of your product and the other one may be cheaper, but if you got to buy three of them to get the same kind of life out of it, then the bottom line, you're not really saving any money. So, yeah, I think it's really important that we look at that. We're here at the, back at the top of the hour, man, this went by quick. So we're going to sort of get everything closed out, I think, on a Friday night. First, let me grab real quick here a link. While I do that, I'll say, Ghost, thanks for jumping in. I know you didn't get to talk much, but you certainly helped monitor the chat and get some questions answered. You got anything to plug before we split? Are you muted?
I don't see Ghost. He ghosted.
Yeah, he fell out. So at some point. So, okay. Well, thanks to Ghost for coming on. I'll go ahead and plug it. He's there. He is. He's back.
I'm not the smartest tool in the shed. I was trying to push the mute button and push the hang up button by mistake. So
quit snacking on the crayons, Marie.
You know, the crayons are good today. I had the purple ones today, so they are extra extra good now. But no, thanks for having me. It was a great conversation, and I love the sound of your products, and they, I'm definitely going to go buy some stuff and check it out because it sounds really good. Like I said, I'm a CLP guy just because that's always been. I've always used Hoppies and all that sometimes too, but I'm always looking for a better way of doing things, so I'm really interested. So thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you. And I can say I really don't have anyone that uses the products that is not like, we're really glad that we made the change, you know, so you'll love them. I mean, it does everything, and it is a great value because it, you know, you can spend a lot more money on other products, but if they don't get the benefits, I mean, even time, you know, if it cuts your cleaning time in half, how valuable is your time?
Right. Exactly. Well, I'm going to throw out, Marcus, I'm going to throw out the link for me. Grab it. Where is it at? The link for Modern Spartan Systems one more time for anybody that joined in late or maybe missed it. So yeah, you can go over there and kind of browse around and see what they have to offer. First of all, I guess, Marcus, thanks for joining us. Man, great education. There was several out in the chat. I know that was talking about, this was like watching, listening to Discovery Channel or something like that, that it was really getting kind of technical. And there are a couple times that even sort of went over my head, but you know, I think it's good to understand not only you know, how good, you know, a lot of people say, and the last few people we've had on the industry show have been like you. They really went into some detail on how things work. A lot of people can say, hey, our product's good for this, that, or the other. But to actually get in and explain kind of how it's made, how it works, that sort of thing, you know, that's a totally different ballgame. And I think you did a wonderful job on that. So thanks for being here. Thanks for the education. We really appreciate that. Outside of the website, are you in any major chain stores, any places like that, or most of the sales at this point through the website?
We do have a handful of dealers and kind of more people coming on, and you know, there's a, you know, probably a few other sites and stuff that are starting to carry us, and as we're getting more noticed, but yeah, mainly on the website, I would say. But you know, we're always looking to bring on new dealers, and dealers like the products, you know, at this point they don't jump off the shelf. People have to educate, but if the people in the store use it, you know, true innovation is very rare. And you know, I've had people that are like, this is like, you know, true innovation in the industry. And now I'm saying that it's but if people use it, and then they're going to talk, because they're going to like, oh, this is what this did. And, you know, then they're going to have success selling it in the store.
Absolutely.
So people do like our logos too. Our logos are pretty cool. I'll do that.
Right. And there's a lot of talk out there too. There was a lot of talk in the chat. I didn't address this because we were so deep in other things, but there were a lot of talk out there about coupon codes and about some T&E. And I am going to do some, you know, I had mentioned it earlier that, you know, I am going to do some T&E. So there'll be some of that coming along. And, you know, hopefully in the future we can work out some type of a little code or something to, you know, maybe get some of this product in more people's hands. Because like you say, the more people out there that have it, the more people that can recommend it, right?
Yeah, we'll do a code. I've got to build it. I can have it ready, you know, probably tomorrow if you want. We can pick a code.
Right. Well, it's no big brush. We can hammer all that out. Just kind of wanted to let everybody know we're working on some things like that. So just be patient with us. We'll get it all worked out.
Well, the great thing about their prices is they are very, very good. So it's not gonna break the bank if you just go purchase some, help the community out, help the company out, and still get some T&E, and you're still not gonna be spending a whole lot of money for a great product.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But yeah, there's a couple there. They're kind of waiting, you know, me to do some testing, and I understand that. But yeah, go out. I'll drop that link just one more time. Why? Just because I can. Go over there, read up on this stuff, and check it all out. Definitely excellent stuff. So again, Marcus, thanks for being on. And I know you got a few other projects kind of going that we didn't get to. I mean, we jam packed the hour and then some. Just talking about the cleaning and lubrication stuff. But if you're willing, maybe we'll bring you back on another night and kind of talk about that stuff. Does that sound good?
Yeah, no, it sounds good. I had fun, and I appreciate you and Ghost and other people listening. And, you know, it's hard to have a long attention span. And I don't know if I sound boring or Discovery Channel is good, as I like Discovery Channel. But, yeah, no, I'm very grateful and glad to come back whenever you want.
Absolutely. Armament and Axis out there, he says he'll do some T&E and would love to test some stuff. So he dropped another super chat. He's dropping this week's paycheck on me there, and we appreciate it. Double A. With that, it's Friday. Yay. And we're fixing to get out of here. So before we leave, everybody have a good weekend. Spend time with family, friends, get outside if you can, get to the range if you can, take somebody with you, be safe, you know, have fun, and we'll catch you next week. Bye.